program's 1,300th contest, which will be the first program in history of collegiate football ever to have 1,300 contests played.
12-13 for you? 12?
Me? That wasn't called for. I mean, number one. But imagine that, 13, first program in the history of college football to play 1,300 contests, and it'll be at Brown this weekend. So backtracking, Yale, we obviously played a really good defensive game. We continue to be very, very good on that side of the ball, pressure people, defend pretty well, do well on third down scenarios, and just hopefully we can continue it going. Offensively, we did a lot of good things. We were in plus territory seven times and couldn't score any points, but you know, we're starting to come around. We've had some quarterback issues that, you know, continue to plague us, and once again this week it's doubtful that we'll have Kiefer Gartner at quarterback, but hopefully Kyle Wilson, with another game under his belt, you know, will become a little bit more effective this week as we head north. But, you know, it was a good win against a good Yale team. Yale and Penn statistically are one of the, certainly in the Ivy League, are 1-2 in all the defensive stats, and they're ranked nationally, so we thought points would be at a premium, and they were. So we're glad to get a W, get out of there, look forward to Brown, which presents its usual challenges of, you know, big play offense, you know, a good, solid, underrated defense that's caused a lot of turnovers and converted them into points, and a pretty sound kicking game with, you know, returners, Buddy Farnham, who's their All-American wide receiver, is also their punt and kickoff returner, and he has a touchdown each in those categories. So we certainly will have our hands full. It's always great to go to Rhode Island. It's always great to play on that field, which is probably the least maintained grass field in the Northeast. I don't think there's any question. When you compare it to Yale, I don't think there's any question. So I know it's close to his heart being a old Bruin coach, but it'll be a challenge. You know, good football team on the road, and we'll have to play very, very well and obviously do much better on offense than what we've been doing. So keep our fingers crossed. Questions?
See a lot of Wildcat again this week?
Well, we got to prepare for it. We only have two healthy quarterbacks, and one really has the shoulder that he's recovered from, and the other one has the knee that he's recovered from. So in the event, you know, we get catastrophe hit us, we're going to have to be able to direct snap it to two or three other guys just so we can run an offense. So we brought Brendan McNally back. He was our quarterback the last two games of last year. So he's a two-way player now. He plays in our nickel package on defense, and then he comes in and does a little bit of the quarterback gun run stuff. He was a high school quarterback at Penn Charter. So he's back there, and Kyle Durham is still taking some snaps, the wide receiver, and then we can direct snap to a couple of tailbacks. So we're just building those in more for contingency issues, just in the event on the first play, you know, somebody hits that shoulder or something. So.
At the beginning of the season, you guys talked about getting sort of the swagger back in Allentown to the last one. You guys in Harvard are the only two undefeated teams left. You guys win this game, getting pretty close. I mean, is there that sense of mission with this game?
Well, I mean, our kids are playing with confidence, and they're practicing really well, and they're absorbing the things that we're trying to teach them. And I think that's the first step, you know, so we're having some success. You know, we certainly need more success on offense. You know, that's not as consistent a positive as we'd like it at this point. You know, some of it's explainable, some of it we got to do a better job with our kids. But I think with success, you know, you have a little bit more confidence, you get a little bit more momentum, and again, you can kind of take some of those hits that inevitably come within the course of a game. You know, there's going to be some setbacks, there's going to be some potholes, there's going to be some adversity that always strikes you within the course of the game. And usually when you have some confidence, you can better withstand it. So, anything else? And lastly, congratulations to Coach Talley. So he joins the old man's club of 200 victories. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.